Node 5 4 9 5 7 Node 5 1 6 2 2 1
Transceive.
Nick from Sophie on 2.
Is with you on 2, Sophie.
Yes, so I finished the data transfer, but I was wondering if, because if you said you have no data, you will probably have no data as well at 9:20 for the time where I reset the watch. So do you want me to pause and wait for your go before I reset the watch, or what's the plan?
And Sophie, you have a go for the reset since we spaced out the activities accordingly, and if you've finished the data transfer now, so we should be good.
Okay. Do I understand well that I have the go already to do it now, the 9:20 activity now?
That is affirm. As we understood from your previous call, that the data transfer was complete.
I found data transfer complete and successful, so I'll do the 9:20 activity now then.
Sounds like a plan. Thank you, Sophie.
Thanks to you.
Station Huntsville, Space Ground 2 for Jack. No response required. This is your 5-minute hand pass reminder with a arrive time of 10:55.
Standing at station at Jack's on the deuce for Robo, if they're in.
Hey, Jack, we got you on 2. Do not have a Robo right now, but I can pass on any questions.
Yeah, no worries. I sent an email. I was just following up. I thought maybe they might be in, maybe they'll be in later today. I'm working on setting up the VR headsets for our OBT this afternoon. It's a nice to have, not a requirement. I'm stuck on the step where I connect the SSC with the VR headset to the Doug network, to the robot SSC that's running. I sent an email to the string that's been working on it, so that's probably sufficient for now, and then we'll see where it goes.
Okay, copy all, and we'll follow up once it gets to daylight hours down here and see if we got any more answers beyond the email.
Awesome. Thank you, Kevin, sir.
Scuba station on 2 for BDF cable.
Good morning, Jessica. Go ahead, answer.
Yeah, just checking if you're ready for that procedure in step 1, if I can power off the UOP.
Yes, we are ready. You are going for step 1.
Happy to go. Happy to go to the bottom.
Station Houston on 2, no response required. We just noticed on the camera a carabiner just flipping through the middle of the lab if somebody wants to grab it. And, you know, you're headed in the right direction. It was floating forward. We see it.
Scuba, station on 2 for BDS.
Go ahead on 2, Jessica.
PUC is powered on, and all of the LEDs are as indicated in the procedure.
We copy. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Houston station on 2 for timeline.
Go ahead on 2 for timeline.
I was looking at my black box photo TV activity to set up the EVA cameras. I see that it is black box, but I'm pretty sure that shouldn't really be timing specific. I just wanted to check out if it's okay if I did that early.
Checking.
Station Houston on 2 for Jessica. You go to pick up with that photo TV activity. No need to wait.
I copy. Thank you.
Houston, station on 2 for Brian Processor, step 1.1.
Good afternoon, Anil. You have a go in step 1.1. We can confirm that the Brian Processor is not in operate.
Awesome, thank you. Houston, station on 2, completed Brian Processor exhaust filter R&R.
Houston copies, great job.
Houston, station on 2, starting yet of a change out in step 3.3. I'm going to use 1485.
Houston copies, good number, and you have a go. Station Houston on 2 for a late-breaking AdLink R&R. Just wondering if anyone's available to help us with an AdLink R&R before your robot OBT. We think it'll take the entire time until the robot OBT just about. Hey, Jack, are you available until this OBT? We're still putting steps together for you, but just wondering if we have a body.
Yeah, I am. I work for the government, and I'm here to help.
Awesome. Stand by while we put some steps together and get some stowage locations for you. Station Houston on 2-4 Jack and stowage location.
Jessica, bet me $20 that you're going to send me to PMF Deck 3 apps.
I am not going to take that bet, but you're close. We are going to the PMM. Let me know when you're ready to copy a stowage location. Big picture, we will be R&Ring the 4-bed CO2 ad link, and we're still working to put safing in place. Let me know when you're ready to copy stowage location.
We copy stowage location.
You will be going to PMM port 2 underscore Charlie 2 locker 1.0 CTB 5287. You'll be looking for an AdLink mini PC, serial numbers 1010 or 1022. How copy?
PMM port 2, Charlie 2 Locker 1.0 CTB 5287 for AdLink, serial number 1010 or 1022.
Good read back. Go forth and do great things.
At least I'll go forth to the PMM. I don't know how great I'll be.
I think that's Jack's superpower. And, I'm done with urine compressor hose connecting to Dacho Davlania on the Yedeve.
Houston copies, Neil.
So, station on 2 for ultrasound.
Hansel's with you.
Just checking if you guys have good connectivity with the ultrasound.
That's affirmed, Jessica. We have good connection. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome.
Station Houston on 2 for Jack and AdLink steps.
Go for AdLink steps.
All right, big picture. It's awfully simple. For the 4-bed CO2 AdLink mini PC, you just disconnect the cables from the existing AdLink, plug in the new one, let us know what serial number you grabbed, and then we can repower from the ground, and it should.
All right, I'm going to turn off the existing one, unplug everything, plug them back into the same spots on the new one, bring the power on, and then you guys will have it from there.
Good redact.
And it looks like to me that the current 4-bed CO2 scrubber AdLink mini PC is serial number 1009. Just looking for confirmation on that. And my new one is serial number 1010.
Both good serial numbers. Go to press.
Houston station, serial number 1010. AdLink installed for the CO2 bed scrubber. Nothing happens when I push the power button. I presume that's because you guys have taping upstream.
That's a good understanding. I've got a stowage location for the old one. I promise it's not in the PMM when you're ready to copy.
Here you go.
Node 1, Deck 4, Locker Delta 1, 1.0 CTB 5582.
Node 1, Deck 4, Delta 1 drawer, 1.0 CTB 5582.
You got it.
Saying 8675309 up here, that's why we're laughing. Just have a good time. 8675309.
Jack, I got your number. And Station Houston on 2. Space to Ground 3 is privatized for your robot OBT.
Happy, we'll give him a call on Jerry, thanks. Hoopa, Station on 2 for BDS. Go ahead on 2, Jessica. Just looking for your go in step 3 of 2.403.
Yes, we are ready. You are go with step 3.
Copy go. Thank you.
Houston, station on 2 for HMS vision testing.
With you on 2 for vision testing, and we have a question for you as well. Go ahead.
SSC 7 is set up. I've logged out, and the camera in lab 1 is set up for vision testing, and over to you for the question.
Houston copies all, and that is a good config. You actually answered our question on which SSC you used.
I love it when that happens. Awesome.
Hoopa station on 2.
Go ahead on 2, Jessica.
AC is powered off.
We copy. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Are you going to put it on?
Station Houston on 2 for anneal and vision testing.
Houston on 2.
Heads up, but we have a minor conflict that SSC-7 is also going to be used for Jack and his upcoming DUG activity at about 1700. We're confident that y'all can figure out how to work around that with your timelines, but just wanted you to be aware.
Jack gave me the head nod that we'll navigate it, so thanks for the heads up.
Awesome.
Station on 2 for ARED PTV.
Go ahead for ARED PTV.
I thought my camera all set up for Andre's PTV. Let me know if that's with you.
Copy all. We're getting cameras routed, so stand by. Jessica, Houston on 2. We are happy with the ARED video view.
Houston copy. Thank you. And for station copying as well.
Houston, station on 2 for ARED PTV.
Andre, we have a good view for your ARED photo TV.
All right, copy. Thank you.
Houston, station on 2 for flush tank fill and step 2.2.
Anil, you are go in step 2.2. And hey, when you get this fill started, can you go take a look at SSC-7? We're not seeing it on the network. If you can take a look at the hardline Ethernet cable.
Will do. And copy, go. Houston, station on 2, 7 should be back on. It was a little bit out of the jack, so I put a little cap on to keep it there.
Copy, and we are seeing it online. Thank you. Station Houston on 2 for jack and 4-bed CO2 ad link.
Houston station, jack on 2.
Hey, Jack, we're suspecting that the spare ad link you grabbed from the PMM may be sort of DOA. We might call it a sad link, if you will. So we're going to ask if you can quickly go grab the other spare ad link from the PMM. I can get you that stowage location and do another R&R real quick. We don't yet have safety in place, but we are working on it.
Yeah, no worries. Jack 2, Foxtrot 2, is that right?
That was PMM port 2, Charlie 2, 1.0 CTB 5287, add link serial number 1022.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Jenny, I got your number. Station Houston on 2 for Jack and the add link R&R.
Jack on 2.
Safing is in place, so we are ready for that when you are.
It'll work. Houston station, Jack on 2 for Adlink.
Go ahead on 2.
Yeah, I noticed that the Adlink that I just gathered, serial number 1022, has a antenna sticking out of the antenna port. And the currently installed Adlink, serial number 1010, does not have an antenna sticking out the port. Just wondered if that could play a factor in whatever problems you were having with it, or if I should keep going through and solve them out.
We're talking it real quick. All right, Jack, the antenna really doesn't make a difference for what we're troubleshooting, so our intent is to get it out of your way so you can put it on the removed serial number 1010, and then that removed ad link can go into the node 1 location that we gave you earlier. And I can give you that again if you need it.
Okay, so I will take the 1010 mini PC that I'm removing. I'll put the antenna from 1022 on it, and I'll put both of them in the node on location from earlier.
Good read back. And Jack, Houston on 2, we saw your thumbs up. Give me another thumbs up if you're okay with us to repower. Copy thumbs up. We will repower. Station Houston on 2 for Jessica and timeline.
Go ahead on 2.
We are thinking of canceling the USOS portion of evening DPC this evening. Are you all okay with that plan?
We are good with that plan, and we will let you know if anything comes up. We'll just call down. Thanks so much.
Excellent. You all have a great evening.
Too.
Station Houston on 2, no response required. We're going to take the videos outboard. Y'all have a great weekend.
Station Huntsville on 2 for Sophie and Timeline.
She's with you on 2.
Yes, Sophie, for your upcoming 1855 ultrasound 3 power up activity, just wanted to pass along that you're go in step 1.
Great news. Thank you very much. Go in step 1. In work. Houston Station on 2 for conference.
With you on 2, go ahead.
Hey, we're having the same kind of connection problems. I used the link, and it, a couple times I tried it, said could not complete this call. Then I typed the meeting info in, and we're stuck in the lobby.
Copy. We're taking a look.
All right, thanks.
And Jessica, back with you on 2. Try logging into the Stowage conference again, and we'll try using that meeting.